Ariadne dishes Theseus and eternity on Access Olympus. I don't regret the sword or my paranormal ball of yarn. They were the least of my gifts to him. Not that he got my astounding primordial clout. Like a magpie's eye, his always sought sparkle. He wasn't quite as sharp as advertised. My bull-headed half-brother was a sweetie pie, too. Not the brute T claimed later in his Athenian McMansion of porphyry and flat-screen TVs. Men crave adoration. In fact, the tabloids told it wrong. I left him on Naxos, not vice versa. Why would I settle for a mortal Erebiste when wine-lipped Dionysius crowned me queen? I spurned that, too. Crete, Delos, Cyprus, they began to bow down the very instant I rejected all other claims. True divinity means taking the high road alone. T couldn't punch his way through a wet paper bag without a woman's help. Stupid Hippolyta, she had no clue he'd hog the credit for her Amazonian cojones. Still, I urged Mount O to kick T upstairs to the Heroes' Hall of Fame. God, let's avoid the otherwise inevitable scene, we all agreed. See, there he is now, pinned tonight's black, baggy runway gown, his stars twinkling like teensy, tacky rhinestones.